Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and we are also very, 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 very happy that all of you could join us today. This is a wonderful day in the Lord, saints, and God is blessing the people in this ministry with things that you just wouldn't imagine. Amen. God is really stepping up to the plate, and he's honoring his word. And so if your miracle hadn't shown up yet, just be patient. It will be there shortly. Believe me, it will be shortly. Amen. So we want to thank the Lord for all of his interventions, especially this past week. You know, God does things that are exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Amen? And he is great and greatly to be praised. So we want to thank him for all the things that he's doing that maybe you don't particularly know about, but some people do. Amen? Amen. We want to thank the Lord for the grace that he's released upon us for this season of seeking his face. This is a very important season. You see, Ramadan is this month. Resurrection Sunday is this month. These are the high days. And we know what we need to do. When it's the high days, we know what we need to do. And we need to be mindful of that all the time. Also, we have great thanks to give to the Lord this morning or afternoon, whichever you prefer, because the Lord stepped in this week and, amen, he stepped in this week in some major ways, amen, and so we want to thank him for bringing a few of our members through major surgery this week. They've come through successfully. And the Lord is healing. He's doing what only he can do. So we want to lift the members of this ministry that had major surgery this week to the Lord. Amen. They're all still breathing. Praise God. Amen. There were no errors from the medical community. Praise the Lord. They're all home, recuperating, and healing. Praise the Lord. Amen. You see, God is very busy. You say, well, I can't tell it. Well, believe me, what you can't tell, he is still doing. Amen. Amen. What you can't tell, he is still doing. All right? He's still bringing people out of captivity. He's still showing people his power. He's still raising the dead. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still saving. Amen? So let's give him some praise. Now, our emphasis during this particular time of seeking the Lord is that we want the Lord to use us ministerially. What do you mean? We want to reach some souls. Amen? We want to reach out. We're having a major outreach, and those of you who sent me your address, look in the mail. It's on its way. Amen? The tracks are coming out, and we're going to do what God blesses us to do. Amen? Amen. We just began yesterday. And where did I put my copy? And here it is. And we've been praying for the Holy Spirit to prepare occasions for us to witness to others. Well, it works instantaneously, let me tell you. It works instantaneously. Yesterday, I had to take care of something, and the Lord took over. And I ended up speaking with a gentleman I hadn't spoken with in about, a good 15 to 20 years, and he was having to close his business. And the Lord decided to use me to encourage him and to help him to look toward the Lord to increase his faith for what God wants to do. You see, he put 30 years into that business. He put his heart and soul into it, and he's having to close it and go to one location. But see, God has a blessing. And as I began to talk to him, he said to me, I believe you're the right person. You were meant to talk to me today. Because as we're speaking, he's closing down a store. You see, You never know how God wants to use you. All you have to do is say, Holy Spirit, here I am. Here I am. It doesn't matter what our circumstances are or where we are. God wants to use people that truly know who he is and that have faith to touch other people. Amen? It's important. It's valuable. It's more valuable than silver and gold and all of the things that we might think from the world's perspective is actually of importance. God wants to use our lives. He's done some serious fish cleaning with us. He's gotten some scales off of us. He's gutted us open more than once and cleaned out some of that stuff on the inside that shouldn't ought to be there. He's been changing us as we yield ourselves to him. And he's wanting to come and bring us before people who need to hear what he's put in us. Amen? So we're going to come from behind our closed and locked doors, and we're going to pass out tracts doing what the world calls Easter and we call Resurrection Sunday. He wants our mouths open, not about all that we know about Christendom. He wants our mouths open about him and his power and his love and his caring. He's still reaching a lost and dying world. He's still in the saving business. He's still in the delivering business. Yes, he is. And you can be in a situation where they're about to wheel you into the operating room, and he can still use you. Yes, he can, just before you go under. Amen? So, you to know this, God wants to use you wherever you are. And some of us, he's going to interrupt our regular ebb and flow, as we call it. He's going to interrupt our regular schedule activities. And he's going to send us in a direction that we don't think we ought to be going in because this just doesn't seem right. But he's got somebody he's needing to reach. You see, if you're unwilling to walk out of your front door to go down the street to talk to somebody about him, he will arrange a situation where you have no other choice. He is going to use the people that he's been working on, that hear his voice, that know how to honor him, that know how to speak the truth, that know more than two scriptures. He's going to use us. So get ready to get used. Get ready to humble yourself some more. Get ready to yield to the Holy Spirit some more. Get ready, saints, because God's not playing. He's got work he wants done. He's got work that he wants to get done. So you can just politely take your chewing gum out of your mouth. You can pull that piece of tape off your lips because you're going to be talking to people, human beings, who need to hear a word from the Lord. You see, you can get all up on YouTube or any place else you want and flip around and listen to all of that blah, blah, blah that's going on up there. Or you can hear a distinct word from God at a critical time for you. And people need to hear that word. They need it. It's not just they want it. They need it. Their survival is based on it. And he's going to use us. You already know five scriptures, so there's no reason to be nervous. The Holy Spirit's going to take over your talking, and he's going to say what he wants to say. So you can forget about trying to script out what you're going to do. That's not going to happen. The Holy Spirit's in you. He's going to open your mouth. He's going to say what he wants to say, and he's going to say it the way he wants it said. Amen? And whatever scripture you need, it's going to come to you. It's going to roll out of your mouth. You just got to stop being a chicken. And that's the truth. Amen. Your Heavenly Father is not a rooster, and you have no business acting like a chicken. Can I say it that way? Thank you very kindly. Amen? So forget about your list of things to do. Hand that to the Holy Spirit, and he will engineer your day. Amen? Get ready to open your mouth. Who need it? Get ready to speak to babies. Get ready to speak to older people. Get ready to speak to people that have so many tattoos you can't find their skin. Get ready, church. It's time. He's been preparing us for quite a while now, and he's going to open our mouths to people who need to hear it. And believe me, they need to hear it. So allow the Lord to open up your heart, because when he's ready to open your mouth, you don't have control as much as you think you do. He's going to say what he's got to say, because he knows what they need to hear. Amen? Amen. Well, Lord, this person doesn't look like they'll even speak to me. Smile. It'll get you in the door. Smile. Look pleasant. Look like you like them. Yes, they look like they just came out of a sewer. Love them. God can wash the sewer off. Amen? Amen. God is picking up people that have actually been in the sewer of life. And he's washing them off right quick, teaching them to forgive people, and they're doing the best they can. Yes, they still say words that we don't say. But never mind that. Look beyond that. Look at what God's really doing in them, because God's using them. God's got an army. He's got an army. They're ordinary people. Ordinary people that will listen to him and do what he says. And that's what he wants to do. Let God use you. Take your arms off of you to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. Send me. And be ready to listen before you speak. Amen? So this is what we're gearing up for. This is what we're gearing up for. Yes, this is what we're gearing up for. We have it right here. Teach me, Lord, to dismiss my own opinion in preference for your opinion. Some people look like they're unapproachable. It doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter what they look like on the outside. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. That part can change. God's going for what's on the inside. You don't have to tell them every scripture you've ever learned, but you can tell them that Jesus loves them. And the thing is, when you tell it, it won't just be a cliche. Experienced it, you've lived it, you know it, you've seen his power move in your life. It'll be the truth. It'll be a testimony. It'll have power. Let God use you. Amen? Let God use you. Let God use you. Let God use you, saints. Come out of your self-centeredness. Come out of self. Self is supposed to be crucified on Calvary's cross. Let self die there. Come out of your little cubbyhole. Come out of your dugout. Come out of wherever you've been hiding out. It's time to let the Lord use you. The love of God goes beyond us four, five, and no more. The love of God goes worldwide. Let God use you. You're not ignorant of world events. We see to it that you are not ignorant of world events. Conversation comes up, you can roll right with it, because you're not ignorant of Satan and his devices. You've been well-schooled. Amen. You're not talking off the top of your head. You know some facts and some truth. So act like you know who God has made you to be. You're not the wishy-washy crybaby you used to be. So be who you're supposed to be. Make your Heavenly Father proud, okay? Amen? Amen. He's preparing your heart. Let him do it. Let him do it. Don't judge them on the outside. Some of them are going to look real different. Rainbow hair isn't all they can come up with, believe me. Nonetheless, there's salvation material on the inside somewhere. That's what we're going for, the oyster in the shell. Never mind what the shell looks like. It's the oyster that's important and the pearl underneath. Got it? That season, and it's that time, and we need to get going. Amen? We need to get going. We need to sure enough do God's agenda. Amen. There are all kinds of people everywhere. All kinds of people. Tall, short, in between, skinny as a rail, fat as a house. It doesn't matter. Some got clothes on, well, this is Florida down here, some don't. Amen? Some of them been to spring break, and they smell like it. To be saved, let's go for the soul. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying for all who will be witness to and or receive tracts from us during this season. We bind the influence of the enemy and all hindrance to successful witnessing. We plead the merits of the shed blood of Jesus over every encounter. We ask, Father, that you send persons of interest across our path. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Persons of interest across our path. Okay, now. The prayer's been prayed. God's heard. He's answered. He's released the answer. Get ready. Be ready. Smile. It's time. It's time to let the love of God be seen through you. Amen. Just something happens. It's totally out of whack. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. It's got to use you. And sometimes you're going to be in circumstances that you'd rather not be in, but count it all joy. This is how we reach souls. Amen. And don't drag that baggage of who you used to be with you. Leave that in the garage. You're an ambassador for Christ. Very good. Very, very good. Amen. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are the body of Christ. We are a Christian, Protestant, non-denominational, internet, international, deliverance, teaching, healing, miracle, ministry. We're a church. God loves us, and we love God. And we love the people of the world. We want, along with our Heavenly Father, everyone to be saved. We know that there are many who won't join us, but for those who will, we offer them our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We invite everyone to join us in our chat room, and our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is miracleinternetchurch.com. miracleinternetchurch.com. Thank you, Lord. When if you're on a tablet or a laptop, when the page comes up across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Click that link. When the page changes, click Guest. Then type in your name, one of the names that's on your birth certificate, and your greeting for the saints, and enter. Saints will respond to you in the love of God. Amen. If you're on a cell phone, use your browser to find miracleinternetchurch.com, miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up, across the top, you'll see three white lines against a black background, three white lines. It'll open all the links to you, including MIC radio chat, and you may follow the directions you've just heard and join us in the chat room. God is here, and he's waiting for us. Amen? Amen. At the beginning of our services on Sunday, we celebrate Holy Communion with our Lord. We proclaim his death, burial, and resurrection every time we do. The demonic world hates it, but the Spirit of God embraces us when we do. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you confessing and repenting of our sin. Sometimes we didn't particularly like what happened. Sometimes it caught us off guard. Sometimes it threw a loop. But that's okay. You held on to us. The angels didn't desert us either. Brought us through. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you that you brought us through and everything came through. Just fine. Just fine. Everything came through just fine. We want to thank you for your standard, Father, of exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that works in us. Thank you, Lord. We might have a little discomfort, but it's nothing compared to what we've been through. We want to thank you. Things could have gone south, but they didn't. You brought us through. And so, we want to thank you for every miracle, for all favor, for all grace, for the truth that you placed in our spirit, for the love of God that's been poured in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We want to thank you for the angelic host that you have assigned to us. We want a covering over this ministry and its ministers. We want to thank you, Lord, for the word of God that you release from your throne to your people. And we open our hearts to receive you. We forgive everyone who sinned against us, whether we know about it yet or not. And we ask you, Father, to forgive us for whatever we have done, thought, believed, spoken, that was not like you. We ask for your forgiveness. We thank you for your correction. We thank you for your peace, your love, your forgiveness, and your cleansing. Thank you that you cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father, in Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name. You know one thing about the harvest? There's always more work than there are laborers, and it never changes. This is end-time harvest time. There's more work to do than there are laborers. So if you avail yourself to God, he's going to use you. He is. Right in your ordinary everyday life that you thought was dull, boring, and mundane. Yes, right in the middle of that, he's going to use you. Just let him do it his way. Amen? Amen. So if you have your elements ready, amen. If you have your elements ready, we'll begin. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 If you have your elements ready, we are ready to begin. Thank you, Lord, that we're able to come together. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Melchizedek. Thank you for the bread and the wine and what it means in our relationship to you and to the body of Christ. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread and one body. For we are all part of that one bread. Amen. For I have received of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, we received this from you. That which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Saints, if you're ever betrayed, it's time to take Holy Communion. The same night in which he was betrayed, right on doing the will of God, bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord. We do this in remembrance of you. Partake of the bread. Same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord. Partake of the cup. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the strength. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the grace that is imparted. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep or are dead. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your sacrifice of obedience. Thank you for your power. Thank you for all the things that not only you're doing, but things you've done that we haven't seen the manifestation yet. We want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you. We want to thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We lift up those in our church that underwent surgical procedures this week. We ask you, Lord, to lay your hands upon them, to heal them, to reassure them, to let them know that not only are you with them or and in them, but you're carrying them through this process. We want to thank you for speedy recovery with additional blessing. We want to thank you, Lord, that they have cast their care upon you because they know that you care for them. We want to thank you, Lord, that the symptoms which they have been experiencing will be no more, and in its place will be a blessing. In its place will be a blessing. We want to thank you, Lord, for helping them through the difficulty of healing. Healing and recovery come with their own challenges. There are all kinds of things that are different from the normal schedule of life. Help them to adjust, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help them to remember what they're told to do by the medical community. Those who are ministering to them, Lord, to give them all the support that they need to be successful in this recovery, Father. We want to thank you for removing pain. We want to thank you for removing from their bodies whatever ought not to be there and replacing it with what you desire. We thank you, Father, for body fluids going where they belong. And those things that ought not to be, to be removed. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for endowing them with patience, some long suffering, some more humility, some more meekness, and some more patience with themselves. It's could be disturbing and a little bit troubling, Lord, but your peace and your grace will take us through every time. So we ask for special blessings for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, saints, you need to pray for all these people. It's more people than you think. That had these type situations during the week. Amen. And I ask your continued prayer for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. So today, we're going to have a little prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up every child who is being sodomized or sexually abused to you. And we pray a hedge of protection around them. We thank you, Father, that you are a wall of fire around them. And you have sent your angel camp around them. We thank you, Father, that each child dwells in the secret place of the Most High and abides under the shadow of the Almighty. We say of you, Lord, that you are their refuge and fortress, their God. In you will they trust. You cover each child with feathers, and under your wings shall they trust. Your truth shall be their shield and buckler. None of these children shall be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Only with their eyes will they behold and see the reward of the wicked, because they have made you, Lord, their refuge and habitation. No evil shall befall them. No accident will overtake them, neither shall any plague or calamity come near them. For you will give your angels charge over them, to keep them in all their ways. Father, because these children have set their love upon you, therefore will you deliver them. They shall call upon you, and you will answer them. You will be with each child in trouble. You will deliver them and will satisfy them with long life and show them your salvation. Father, we lift up to you all of the children worldwide that are being used and abused in sin, in sodomy, and are sexually abused, Lord. They're emotionally abused. They're mentally tormented. They live in fear, Father. We take authority, dominion, and power over the demons that have been deposited in their bodies by the circumstances under which they have fallen into, Father. Your heart is with these children, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, when you've done it to the least of them, my brethren, you've done it unto me. Father, these perpetrators don't see themselves as raping you, but they are. And we ask you to forgive them as well, Lord. We ask you to touch every single child, Lord, and wipe away their tears. We ask you to bring an end to their suffering, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to calm their restless little hearts, their fearful and scared countenances. We ask you, Lord, to cover them every time they have to tell a lie to stay alive. We ask you to feed them. We ask you to give them sustenance, Lord. We ask you to feed them with angels' food, just like you did with children of Israel, Father. We ask, Lord, that you bring an end to their suffering, that you deal according to your truth and justice with their perpetrators. Cover them, Father, when they're being assaulted. Cover them, Lord, when they're being abused. Cover them, Lord, when they're going hungry. Cover them, Lord, when they're sick. Cover them, Lord, when they've been so abused that they don't have feeling in some parts of their bodies, Lord. Father, reach out to them. They're your children. They're the children that you sent into this world because they should be born. We ask you to touch them, Lord. Touch them with your grace. Touch them with your love. Touch them with your mercy. Touch them with your compassion. We ask you, Lord, to reach out to them in special ways. We ask you to begin to break open even more than you have the system that keeps them in bondage. We ask you to forgive us, Father, for our government using our tax dollars that we gave in good faith against them, Father, in the name of Jesus, to continue to perpetrate the evil that is being used against them, Father. We ask you, Father, to save souls. We ask you, Father, to rescue. We ask you, Father, to cover the rescuer. We ask you, Father, to do special things that we know not of, things that we've never heard of or never thought of, to set them free.
Runda da bresa la dio surra chi la dio sulla dio surra. Yarra chi ara la dio sunda da braca corre chi a tarabre. Ricche de ribruscia da dio sulla la dio sulla la dio sulla la dio carre la dio sulla. Re de la dio sur ricchissa da bracco curre la dio sunda manaka. Irru sulla la dio sutta da bacchia. All of them are not being brought in across the borders, Lord. Some of them are right here under our noses with their relatives, and their relatives are abusing them, Lord. But we ask you to reach out to them, Lord, and to care of them, and to nurture them, and to show them your love and your protection and the safety that you give. We thank you, Father. We give you praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen and amen. 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 Ooh, la 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 rocure. Asha rula la la sa rikia. Era la dio cura la la. Rude la barossa la dio sur rikisa tara brishekia. Thank you, Lord. Father, as we continue to pray and seek your face this week, we ask you to keep bringing these children across our hearts so that we can cry out to you on their behalf, Father, in Jesus' name. Hey, woo, surround them, Lord God, with songs of deliverance. Surround them, Father. Surround them, Father, with songs of deliverance in Jesus' name. So, saints, we want to thank the Lord for what he'll do. We want to thank the Lord for what he will do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So today, saints, we're going to center on this topic. God will bring you through. God will bring you through. It's important, you see. It doesn't say that your bank account will bring you through. It doesn't say that your employer will bring you through. It doesn't say that your insurance policy will bring you through. It doesn't say that your family will bring you through. God will bring you through. You see, there are people who, for one reason or another, and sometimes it's because of Jesus Christ in the gospel, that they find themselves estranged from their usual family ties and associate. And so when they have a need, they look for someone to help them. And sometimes there is a human being that will step in and sometimes not. But whether there is a human being or not, God will bring you through. Eyes are forever on the righteous. Always. God himself will bring you through. Amen? When the medical community has done what their training and their skills and the equipment that they've been given to work with, when they've done what they can do, God will bring you through. You're never limited. Because we have a limitless God. God himself will bring you through. Well, my children, he got a job. My son got a job in another country. And now they live in Japan and I'm here by myself. God will bring you through. God himself will bring you through. So, saints, our God, the Lord, is able to protect us. Our God, the Lord, is able to protect us. Let's go and visit with Isaiah for a while.
Isaiah. Let's visit with Isaiah for a while. Isaiah was a good guy. He loved God. Isaiah was a good guy. He's a God man. So we're going to Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. God says he doesn't have a short arm. He can reach you wherever you are, wherever that is. It doesn't matter if, like Pastor Pat's daughter did, if your vehicle goes off a ravine and nobody can see you but a trucker that happens to come down the highway. It doesn't matter. God will bring you through. It does not matter if you were pronounced dead on arrival when you got to the hospital. It just doesn't matter. God will bring you through. She was pronounced dead on arrival. She's still living. I was there the night Pastor Pat came into the church. Pat and said, we have to pray. My daughter's been in an accident. Her car went off a ravine. They can't see her nor the car. We prayed. No, we didn't get on the phone and call the highway patrol or anybody else. We prayed and 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 we prayed till we got a phone call. And a trucker coming down the highway was up high enough to look low and saw her vehicle where it landed. God saved her life. We've had recently other challenges of that nature where someone connected to someone in this ministry, somebody's child, should have been dead, and maybe a few other people, but God stepped in and saved their lives. I keep telling you, God is in the blessing business, and he's been doing miracles all week long. God is busy. He is listening to our prayers. He's answering our prayers, and he's answering prayers we haven't even prayed yet. Amen. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. God is reaching beyond what we know to move on behalf of people that are connected to us. They're not even members of the church. They're just connected to us. And because they are connected to us, God is moving. Some of them don't even like us. They don't want to hear the broadcast. But God's moving. And he's not finished. He just got started. Amen? Give God praise because he's doing marvelous works that we don't know of yet. Amen? The Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. It can pull a child out of a multiple vehicle wreck that should have killed them. It can reach down that ravine and pull up Pastor Pat's daughter out of that wreck. And many such other things God has been doing even this week. Even this week. Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs. Chapter 2, verse 8. Proverbs, chapter 2, verse 8. Proverbs, paths of judgment, and preserveth the way of his saints. Yes, he does. He preserveth the way of his saints. He's watching over you. He knows where you left your keys. He knows you left the front door unlocked. He knows all of this. You in such a hurry, you forgot to lock the door. He didn't miss it. You did. But he's taking care of it anyway. There have been times when I came home and I was so tired that I left the keys in the door. The door was still unlocked. The keys were still in it, and nobody was in the house with me but me. God watches over his people. God takes care of his people. He protects his people. He is our defense. He is our defense. Your attorney doesn't want to do this and doesn't want to do that, but he is our defense. He is our defense. He is our protective shield. He himself, our God himself, our protective shield. He defends us with himself. Psalm 9, verse 9. Psalm 9, verse 9. Psalm 9, verse 9. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. A refuge is someplace you run for protection, for safety, for care, for support when you are in desperate. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. A refuge in times of trouble. This is where we live now, and things will probably get worse at some point. These are the end times. We got to get to the end. Amen? The Lord is our refuge, our place to run to, our shelter, our covering in times of trouble. What kind of trouble? Any kind of trouble. Any kind of trouble that can happen, he's the one we run to. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth in it, into it, and is safe. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power in the name of Jesus is a strong tower. The righteous runneth in it, into it, and is safe. Just this week alone, going into the surgical unit, the righteous ran to their strong tower, to the name of the Lord, and they're safe. You see, you live close to the Lord so that when sudden calamity comes, you don't have to go looking for him trying to figure out where he is. You live your life in the presence of the Lord. You honor him always. So when sudden dilemmas and sudden tragedies and emergencies and calamities and planes falling out the sky and skidding on the roadway and plane tires dropping out of the sky, crushing cars, and all such other calamities happen, you're safe. You're safe. It's important to be safe. It's important to have a safe place to go. Amen. It's a marvelous thing to know that the God who misses nothing
who made everything, who can bring it all together, is on your side. I know you paid your money to Nationwide, but I want you to know that it's really God Almighty who is on your side. You don't happen to be in good hands. You've done far better. You have underneath you the everlasting arms. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord our refuge is a shelter when we need protection. We need protection. When in about an hour you flip through the news to check the weather, we have tornadoes coming, and we have storm coming, and we have wind. And you need to pray for the people that are at the arena because they've got to come inside because the weather's going to get bad. The Monster Jam people can't be out there with the Monster Jam. They got to run inside to stay alive. It's important when your son or your daughter is out there having fun, but sudden calamity shows up. It's important. You can't be everywhere, but Jesus is. You can't be everywhere, but the Father is. You can't be everywhere, but the Holy Spirit is. It's important. When you can't get them on their cell phone, what do? Well, you can't call Ghostbusters, that's for sure. Amen? When you can't get them on their cell phone, you can't get a call through, you can't get a text, you've got Jesus Christ. It's literally a matter of life and death. Amen. Psalm 3, verse 3. Psalm 3, verse 3. You see, saints, we need to know who we have our confidence and trust in. Yes, you pay the insurance cost. But you see, it's God that saves your life when that huge tree falls through your house. When the EMS and the fire department and everybody else shows up, amen? Praise the Lord. Psalm 3, verse 3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. When you finally come outside and look at what God has done for you, he is surely your glory and the lifter up of your head, because you know that tree should have killed you. You know that tree should have actually killed you. Amen? You see, you can't take your relationship with Jesus Christ casually. It has to be a fervent and steadfast love relationship. You need him. You need him more now than you've ever needed him before. And you can't take him casually or lightly or just offend the Holy Spirit because you're in your flesh. No. You got to pull you into check. You got to keep your communication line wide open. You never know what's going to happen next. The highway. You got off the right exit, but you're not in control of that car flipping over in the intersection. You got to know Jesus. And sometimes all you have time to do is to call his holy name. You don't have time for this long, drawn-out prayer. You don't have time to start a fast. You've got time to call one name, Jesus, and that's all you have time for. You've got to keep your communication on fire. You've got to keep your repentance current, because how you live your everyday life with the Lord matters. Psalm 62, verse 6. 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 He only
is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. He only is my rock, is my stabilization, is my anchor, holds me together, and produces his salvation no matter what the situation. He is my defense. He speaketh for me. I shall not be moved. Psalm 91, verse 2. Psalm 91, verse 2. Psalm 91, verse 2. And by the way, if you have not heard, that pastor who was shot in the face when he went into the parking lot of his church was Sundays ago to talk to somebody that was trying to steal the vehicle of one of his parishioners is doing better. You see, you never know which day you're going to have to need somebody to call Jesus' name for you. Yes, they're still shooting pastors. It's for some reason it seems to be in vogue. Psalm 91, verse 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Saints, we have observed several scriptures thus far, which have told us the truth of our relationship to our God. Question, do you believe any of these scriptures? Or are you doing the church thing? Do you really believe any of these scriptures? Or are you doing the church thing? You only believe a thing when you behave as though it is true. You only believe a thing when you behave as though it is true. So here comes the question. So why are the saints of God still hiding in the dugout? Why are the saints of God still hiding in the dugout? The battle is on the battlefield, but too many saints are huddling together in the dugout and refuse to live the life which Jesus has died to give us to the fullest. Are you one of them? I'll say it again. The battle is on the battlefield, but too many saints are huddling together in the dugout to live the life which Jesus has died to give to us to the fullest. Are you one of them? Many are trapped in their own thoughts of unbelief and fear-streaked choices. When will you decide to believe the word and rely on it? When is the question the Holy Spirit's asking? Will you decide to believe the word and rely upon it? A coward is a person who lacks courage. This person is one who is shamefully unable to control his fear, and as a result, not only shrinks from danger, trouble, or even the mere appearance of such. I wonder why. They run away from it all, saints. So they pass their lives in Christ away in the dugout, where it is shadowy and damp. What is sunshine? S-O-N-S-H-I-N-E. What is sunshine to them? All of this shielding, protection, and defense that God readily supplies, yet they refuse to trust him and to step out of the dugout into his sunshine. You see, here in Florida, we have this, you have to live in the sunshine law. And it's the law. You got to live in the sunshine. You can't have dugout meetings. That's right. You can't be hiding out. You have to live in the sunshine. What a waste that is. If you say, well, Pastor, this is how I am. Well, you are not telling the truth at all. No, because see, you have been born again. You have a new parentage, a new family heritage. There's new kind of blood flowing through your veins. You become a new creature in Christ Jesus. And this, hiding out in the dugout, that's not how you are. How you work. Amen? You're not telling the truth at all. In fact, you are actually lying to your own self. Let's not do that. It's not healthy. But worse than this, you have chosen to believe your own lie and live it out daily. You know, it's very funny about Christians. I've been around them for a very long time. They want to pick and choose which scriptures they're going to believe. Few of them that they like to say because they make them feel good. And those are the only ones they're going to tell you they believe. But when push comes to shove, you find out they don't really believe those scriptures either. Amen. I know about Christians. Been around them a long time. Faint-hearted fear. Too scared to breathe. Even when there is no impending danger. We have saints who live every day in fear. Cringing fear. So, are you afraid of your own shadow, too? Are you? Saints of God, fear is a liar. There is no detour around the pain which those shackles impose upon you. Stop pretending that they are bracelets. They are not. Shackles are shackles designed for slaves of bondage, not saints of the Most High God. The only way past it is through it. Let me say it again. The only way past it is through it. The only way past it is through it. Yes, this is probably more frightening than your actual fears. But it is the only way to get completely past the bondage. If you leave any part of it behind and don't deal with it, it will resurface continually. It'll just make its rounds and come back again and again and again and again. Unresolved fear, unresolved grief, unresolved despair, unresolved loneliness, unresolved emptiness, unresolved depression, unresolved disappointment, unresolved frustration, unresolved guilt, unresolved jealousy, unresolved brokenness. All of it must be faced head on. You see, saints, your dugout, or whatever you call it, is not true protection from the storms of life. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of a storm. All of these unresolved will keep you from your full potential in this life and will also cause constant twinges of pain until they are fully dealt with. Those who dare to end or at least challenge the pain choose to address everything that they are experiencing, no matter how painful. You know, some pain isn't just in your knee. Some pain comes back from when you and your brother got in a fist fight when you were 8 and he was 10. I think you know what I'm saying. Saints, those who choose to address everything that they are experiencing, no matter how painful, they've made a choice. Choice calls for resolve. Yes, resolve to make a decision about a matter with determination to move forward toward accomplishment. Yes, that's what it is. To make a valuable decision about a matter with determination to move forward toward accomplishment. The Gospel of John, chapter 8. The Gospel of John, chapter 8. Verse 36. The Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 36. If the Son, S-O-N, therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Amen. Amen. If the Son shall make you free. Think about that. Well, saints, in order to become free, you must want to be free. You must want it to the point that any suffering which you experience toward obtaining the prize becomes less important than it once was. The suffering moves behind you. It's no longer a hindrance to you. That takes faith. You see, the prize has got to become more important than any hindrances. Literally, has to be set like a flint, like Jesus's was. You have to be fully focused on your accomplishment ahead of you. Because you said you wanted to be free. Amen? Most saints remain in bondage because they do not want to be free badly enough. Most saints remain in bondage because they do not want to be free badly enough. The little Jesus is all they want. Children of the Most High God are fearfully and wonderfully made. They are specifically designed for freedom. They are specifically designed for freedom. Bondage can never satisfy. If you face it all, you will feel happy again. It is hard work, but by His grace, you can do this. It's the truth. By His grace, you can do this. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Turning there are saints who want to be financially free. But you see, there's hindrances, there's bondages, there's sacrifices, there's all kinds of other things that have to come into play for them to become free. But you see, when you set your heart on the Word of God, and it tells you that all you're obligated to do is to love people. You're not obligated to carry debt your whole life. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. And He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for My strength is made perfect in weakness. What do you mean? What does He mean, Pastor? My strength is made perfect in weakness. Well, remember, I think that was Gideon. Yeah. He had this great big old army, and God broke him down to 300 people. God said, no, there's too many of them. If I give them the victory like this, they'll think it was them and not me. For My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in My infirmities, that the power of God may rest upon me. I welcome God into my infirmity. I welcome God into my weakness. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things. Yes, He did say all things. I can do. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able. And God is able. For those of you who are wondering, yes, He is able. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, not sometimes, always, having all sufficiency in all things. Having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. God is able to do this when? All the time. God is able. He's got plenty of ability. His arm is not short so that it can't reach you. Amen. We need to know this. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You are capable of making a wise choice. It helps to rest in the arms of your heavenly Father while he nurtures and comforts you and comforts your broken soul. There are times when situations bring brokenness, and we have to lean heavily on the Spirit of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah chapter 61, beginning with verse 1. Isaiah chapter 61. Beginning with verse 1. Of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Excuse me. To claim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy in exchange for their mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness or depression, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. See, God wants to do an exchange program. He wants to exchange you, his comfort for your mourning, his beauty for the ashes that are still in your life, his oil of joy for all of your sorrow, his garment of praise for that weighed down, heavy depression and despair. Because he wants all of us to be trees of righteousness, his planting, that he might be glorified. Really, Pastor? Seriously. He's very serious about this. We need to know this. We need to know this. Isaiah tells us that God sent Jesus to comfort those who mourn and to provide for those who grieve, to bestow on us a crown of beauty instead of ashes, oil of gladness instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. He promises, and God keeps his promise. So your loved one died not too long ago, and you're coming through that. God will take you all the way through. God will take you all the way through. I can remember when my mother passed. I was with her when she took her last breath. I had been there with her for a very long time. But after she was gone, I thanked the hospital workers. I told them that Jesus came and got her and that she was gone on to heaven. And I was letting go. But for a whole year, I walked around. It seemed like life really wasn't real. I was going through everything I was supposed to do, but it's like life really wasn't really real. God knows how to come bring you through suffering and out of it. He knows on the inside of you for you to be whole. Only God can do these things. You see, on the outside, people will say, oh, you're doing just fine, but God knows the truth. God knows the truth. Yes, it appears outwardly that it's all well, you've gone on, but God knows the truth. You don't have to fake it with him. It's not necessary. He wants you to come as you are. Remember that song from the Billy Graham Crusades? Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. God asked you to come to him. He wants you to give the reply, Lamb of God, I come. God knows what's really going on inside of you. Really, he does. So, what are we going to do? Jesus Christ came to bring good news to the suffering and afflicted. He came to announce liberty to the captive. He brought comfort to the brokenhearted. He came to open the eyes of the blind. And I don't just mean natural sight. Sometimes our hearts are blinded with pain. Amen. Won't you partake of the offerings which he brought? Won't you? He brought them for you. Remember, we took Holy Communion, and he said to us that it was his body that was broken for us. It was his body that was broken for us. Amen? So won't we do this? The scriptures are full of promises such as these. So I challenge you to embrace Isaiah's gracious proclamation. Even if you have a hard time believing it, try, choose to believe that this verse is speaking about you. God wants all of us to be trees of righteousness, a planting of the Lord, or the display of his splendor, perhaps a prayer journal with entries of every miracle, and overcoming with thanksgiving will encourage you. As you continue to follow him, glance back to see that God has answered and kept his promises to make you whole, because that's what he's going to do, if you will allow him to do so. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Well, how do you suppose they got that word of their testimony? if they didn't have to go through a testing and if God didn't bring them through. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb of God and by the word of their testimony. Oh, it's what he's done for me. Oh, it's what he's done for me. Oh, it's what he's done for me. I never shall forget what he's done for me. The word of their testimony. You see, Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free. There it is. He made you free. He freed you from the law of sin and death. Jesus came to make us free. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust where? In him. It doesn't say anything about cryptocurrency here. It says he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Amen. Amen. Psalm 145, verse 18. Psalm 145, verse 18. Psalm 145, verse 18. The Lord is nigh or close unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him. The Lord is ready to answer our prayers, saints. But there's some prayers that some of us are still afraid to pray. Amen. Psalm 107, verse 20. Psalm 107, verse 20. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Yes, he did. He sent his word and healed them. And he sent his word to heal you and to deliver you from all of your destruction. Notice destructions is plural, more than one. Saints, as we have discussed before, it's not a sin to be tempted with doubt. But it is a sin to entertain doubts and yield to them. That's right. Doubts will come, but doubts need to go. Because the Bible says that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Doubts may come, but you need to reroute them back where they came from. Yes, they're going to show up. That's what they do. But you need to reroute them. They need to be rerouted by you and send them right back where they came from. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. You see, other people have had this same issue. You just don't happen to know about it, per se. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. He knows how much you can take. So when you get to your, I can't take it anymore, you need to check in with him. But will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Sherry, God's talking to you. But will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Praise the Lord. God is faithful. Amen. God is faithful. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. God's given you his promise that he's going to bring you through. You better know that's what he's going to do. That's what he's going to do. God is not a man that he should lie. Yes, you've known plenty of people that told lies. You've told some. But God's not that way. Numbers 23, verse 19. Numbers 23, verse 19. Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? God keeps his word, saints. He keeps his word. He's been keeping his word ever since he gave his word. Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8. Chapter 55, verse 11. So shall my word be, God said, that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, empty of having done what it was sent to do. It doesn't go back to him that way. You know, it's not like you give your teenager part of your purse, and when they come back, it's no money left in it. It's not like that. It doesn't happen that way with God. He doesn't like that. That's not the way it works with him. His word shall not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. It's going to do just what he said it's going to do. You don't have to worry about taking it to the bank. They'll come find you. Amen? God's word does what he says it does. James chapter 1. James chapter 1, beginning with verse 12. James chapter 1, beginning with verse 12. James chapter 1, beginning with verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them who that love him. So, let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, for sure. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. So God says that you're supposed to endure the temptation to be fearful. You're supposed to endure the temptation to be depressed. You're supposed to endure the temptation to wallow in loneliness and self-pity. He says, when you're tried, you shall receive the crown of life. He says that don't say to him that he's the one doing this. No, not so. He cannot be tempted with evil, and he tempteth no man. But every man is tempted when? When he is drawn away of his own lust, his own desires, his own flesh, and enticed. And then, when lust hath conceived, it's got a hook with it. It bringeth forth sin. You go to looking for companionship, fellowship, company, love, attention, affirmation in all the wrong places. That's right, all the wrong places. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. It's dangerous. Sin is deadly. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Despair. Despair can be described as a complete and total abandonment of hope that leaves the mind apathetic or numb. It can be experienced physically. This is that pain inside that makes us feel like we are dying. You see, the life of God has come inside you, but you've got feelings that make you feel like you're dying. Our bodies actually hurt. Despair and desperation are emotional pain that surface and actually make our bodies hurt badly. Loneliness. Let's talk about loneliness. Loneliness can be described as being sad from a lack of companionship and or sympathy. Nobody knows how I feel. Most people are afraid to be alone with themselves and God. And so some people occupy their lives with busyness. They keep themselves busy all the time so that they won't have to be alone with their own thoughts. They want some human intervention. But those who walk this path to the end with Jesus into freedom emerge much stronger Christians. Let me say that again. Most people are afraid to be alone with themselves and God. They want some human intervention. But those who walk this path to the end with Jesus into freedom emerge much stronger Christians. Ideally, it would be best if you did not engage anyone in a relationship until God, listen, Pastor said God, G-O-D, not your flesh, not the suggestions from your friends. That's not necessarily God. Until God leads you in that direction. You will be thankful for that decision in the end. If you are a person who believes that no one understands your suffering, nobody, I'm in this suffering, and nobody understands what I'm going through, you may become angry. What should you do? Humble yourself and receive their love and concern for you. Perfect love and understanding is found in our God. Humans do their best. Amen? See, I've known these folks. They're going through a circumstance that many, many, many people have gone through, but nobody understands their pain and agony and suffering. That's not true. You see, there's nothing new under the sun. What's happened before will happen again. You're not the only one to go through that. You really are not. Emptiness. Let's talk about emptiness. Emptiness is defined as being marked by the absence of human life, activity, or comfort. It makes you feel hollow. Minus the heart inside of you. The emptiness inside you also has much potential. Potential? That is correct. Potential for life-changing fragrance. But you see, if you don't walk with Jesus through the loneliness into freedom, you miss the fragrance. Really? Correct. That you've been avoiding doing with the Holy Spirit is what will bring you out. Ah. Mm-hmm. The emptiness inside you also has much potential for life-changing fragrance, the fragrance of Christ, the fragrance of restoration, and the fragrance of healing. You see, many people try to avoid the path that seems difficult. But you see, when you walk that path with the Godhead, it will take you into freedom if you allow it to. Depression. We've heard of depression. They have commercials on TV telling you which drug you ought to take for this and what you ought to do for that and what you ought to do for this and how you ought to handle that. Depression is marked especially by sadness, activity, difficulty in thinking and concentration, a significant increase or decrease in appetite, and time spent in sleeping, feelings of dejection and hopelessness, and sometimes suicidal tendencies. Perhaps it feels like drowning in the sea during a hurricane. It can often be the result of other emotions, Yes, our depression can be resolved. Oh, yes, it can be resolved. It's not a permanent situation. It can be resolved in Christ Jesus. Can be resolved. If we deal with our crack instead of super gluing them to quickly relieve the pain, because you know that's how we are. We're the quick fix people. We just want Pastor just cast the spirit out, just cast the spirit out, and that's all we want. No, dear. Yes, Pastor will cast the spirit out, even if she wakes up at 2 in the morning to do it. But you have to walk through that deliverance with Jesus, the Word. You've got to go across the bridge with the Godhead and the Word. Mm-hmm. It is so. It is so. You see, we always want a quick fix. But God is more like one of those old cast iron pots out in the yard, put over an open fire, and it takes hours to cook the meal. We want everything microwaved, of course. Disappointed at your life and how it is turning out? Disappointed at the decisions you have made that led up to this point? Some people try to call it a midlife crisis, but they're having it now in their 20s. Maybe disappointed because you feel like you've let others down, including yourself. This is just not how you expected your life to play out, right? Saints, I want you to hear me. Listen to your pastor. Our mistakes do not equal our worth. Our mistakes do not equal our worth. This is a tactic of the enemy to burn disappointment into your soul like a tattoo. The point? Don't let the enemy get away with it. Don't let the enemy get away with it. The Bible says in Jeremiah, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, to give you a hope." God still has plans for me? Why, I'm a senior citizen. Well, so was Moses. So was Joshua. And so were many of the other saints of God. Some didn't start until they were what you would call elderly. Praise the Lord. Who would have thought that God would do it that way? Well, he knows what he's doing. Fear. Fear is an emotion straight from hell. Fear is an emotion straight from the pits of hell. There. And every time you partake of it, you partake of part of hell. Mm-hmm. That's right. The devil loves fear because it holds us back from the mighty potential God gave us. That's right. It holds us back from the mighty potential that God gave us. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God cannot lie. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God hath not, God hath not, God hath not given us the spirit of fear. He didn't give that to us. So what are you doing with it? God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Okay. So what do I do about this fear thing, Pastor? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, casting down imagination. And every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought, bind every thought, bind every thought, bind every thought, bind every thought, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. There you have solution. Praise the Lord. Does that mean help? It means you feel unable to make your discomfort go away. Helpless is defined as the inability to help oneself. Dependent. We find ourselves helpless to many situations throughout our lives. The point is for you to realize that God is ultimately in control, and you learn to let go and trust God. And you learn to let go and trust God. Saints, God is for you. Allow him to bring you through to a successful end. God is for you. Yes. You may have to go through some things that you don't want to go through. But if you go through it with the Lord, if you go through it with the Word, if you allow God to bring you through his way, not the way you imagined, his way, you will emerge into freedom a much stronger and more stable and productive Christian. Amen. 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 Let the church say amen. Amen. You see, life is not just a bowl of cherry. It comes with pits and stems. Amen. I think you got it. I think you've got it. And with every cherry, there's a pit and a stem. In fact, if you did not have the pit and the stem, you could never get the cherry. You get it? I thought so. Amen. God is righteous, saints. He's faithful. He designed life. He wants us to enjoy life and that more abundantly. But we must walk through with God every circumstance of life, pleasant and not so pleasant, pleasant and not so pleasant, His way. We have to make the changes, the acceptances, the adjustments that are required for us to come through the way He wants us to come through. If we sit down on Him and say, I'm not going any further. You used to do that when you were 3. You can't do that anymore. You can't do that anymore. You're past that stage. You can't throw a temper tantrum now. That's over. You've got to walk with Jesus now. You cannot run to your room and hide in your closet. That's over. Amen. You cannot so involve yourself with your work that you're ignoring things you need to pay attention to. Amen. You can run, saints, but there is no place to hide. It's showtime. You have to walk through this with the Lord His way. But my friend over there, she didn't even have to have surgery. And all they did was, You have to walk through this with the Lord His way. Amen? Amen. We're growing up. See there? We're growing up. Yes, we are. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you that we are covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. We are the head and not the tail. And no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. We want to thank you that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. For you supplied all of our need according to your riches and glory. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we can cast down all imagination and bring into captivity every evil thought. We can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. We can walk in divine health. We know that by your stripes, Lord, we have been healed. Can experience the joy of the Lord because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his decisions, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, all of his underlings. And we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy in the name of Jesus. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the hands of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whispers, familiar electronic digital technology demons, and all of their attacks. We bind Leviathan spirits and all of their attacks, brainwashing Kundalini spirits, and all of their attacks. forced feedback, cyber stalking, cyber sex crimes, pornography, demonic curiosity, bewitching spirits, which manipulate modern technology, pulse microwave radiation attacks designed to cause neurological problems, brain injuries, debilitating headaches, vertigo, binding directed energy microwave weapons, binding all vibrations, which are demons, binding electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. Thank you, Lord. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, all Kundalini and brainwashing spirits and their attacks, all we take authority, dominion, and power over the psychic abilities of every Kundalini spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bind all passive devils and their attacks, pain afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust and drone spirits, sorcery devils and their attacks, seducing, womanizing, whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voice stranger, the charmer and the seducer and their attacks. We take authority, dominion and power over the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing. All sonic and audio weapons, all remote viewing. We bind all remote viewing in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In fact, we cover the viewing. We cover the viewing with the blood of Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Hello. Thank you. Our God is active. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We bind all whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger and their attacks, all targeted radio frequencies, pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequencies, and trance devils and their attacks, mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind all microwave frequency weapons, 5G, and components. We take authority, dominion, and power over all attacks against humans from any other galaxy, from what we would term as outer space, from any beings or entities in outer space, from any asteroids or any planets or any orbits or any satellite systems or surveillance systems that have been launched into outer space. We bind them, and we raise the shield of faith and deflect all the fiery darts of the wicked in the name of Jesus. We return them to sender according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the destruction of any weapon used against human beings that's located in what we call outer space, beyond the clouds, in Jesus' name. We send it back. We refuse it. We reject it in Jesus' name. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We take authority, dominion, and power over 5G moving through the airways, causing damage to human people. We take authority, dominion, and power over any destructive arula de Dios surrake magnetic charge coming through the cell tower or our devices in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yes, hallelujah. We bind, thank you, Holy Spirit. We bind all Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, North American, South American, Japanese, Chinese, Taiwanese, bound in Jesus' name. Iranian, Iraqi, Rola la Diosur, Rikita de la Brique de la Diosura, Ruka, Ruka de Riasa, Rikita, Saudi Arabian, Ruk de la Barala la Diosur, de la Diakia, Bababru, le de dia, Yarru la Diosun de la Brescia de la Baruca, Kakura, Gota de la Brescia de dia, Key Chilean, Ruba Barre, Key Venezuelan, Ruba Barre de Diosu, Mexican, Rekata Ruku, Canadian, Ruka Yakurukula, from the UK, Telerio Surreki, from the EU, Rula la Yokurri, Catarabrosha,
From Australia, ri de burra le di osula le di osuta, arukundrebre kiasi. We bind all Buddhist black magic, all Santeria, everything that comes with it, all Caribbean and Latin American black and white magic. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind Rula Darioso, all the hexes and the vexes, and all the other forms of witchcraft that are used against Christians in particular. We take authority, dominion, and power over the demons that circulate during Ramadan. Woo! We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over religious demons that are released during the resurrection season in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over the illegal use of idolatry and relics in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over pagan practices and the demons that are released during this time period in Jesus' name. We bind them. We send them into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We forbid them to attack any Christian in Jesus' name. We return them to the senders in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We take authority, dominion, and power over all these attacks. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We take authority, dominion, and power over the supposed competition between Islam, Christianity, and paganism. There is no God like Jehovah. Yes, he rose from the dead. Yes, he rose from the dead. Rumba baba ruko la dio sulla la dio sulla la dia carro da regista da bre ruko de brescia la dio surra kahara kia sa yer ha 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 yer ki. And now he is seated at the right hand of the Father in glory. Amen. We take authority, dominion, and power over all free flying devils, over the culture of corruption worldwide, over Jamaican, Haitian, Colombian, witchcraft in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over all black and white magic wherever it is practiced. We bind it and the demons that perpetrate it in Jesus' name. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind demons responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, hyperactivity, and low levels of dopamine. We take authority, dominion, and power over the demons which are released at the Bohemian Groves. We take authority, dominion, and power over human sacrifice. We take authority, dominion, and power over sodomy. Ringe de la brecha la de yosurra, kiara la de yosunda. Ringe de la brosa la de yosurra, kaharikisa barro gohore. Isha da rokora kita la brosa la de ya. Rike de la brosa de la brecha. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect, all satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship, witchcraft dedications, and all witch rituals done on the phases of the moon. The gods of the people of the land we bind, and the gods of the grove, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning,
and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own web. We bind the transference of evil spirits and spirits of infirmity and supplanting. We bind mammon and his agents, and we bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, stop, expose, curse, stifle, pervert, confuse, distract, track, block, besmirch, hinder, monitor, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, bewitch, tranquilize, sedate, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind the shedding of injected persons upon us. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind false flags. We return to sender according to the covenant. All and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, psychic weapon, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, all blood rituals, every boomerang, each payback, quieting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us. Astral projection, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, or unrighteous event left behind. Father, we want to thank you for the progress that John is making. He's walking now, and we give you the praise. Binding the inordinate use of conjugal rights, returning to sender all witchcraft attacks through channeling the satellites, through the website, the apps, and the broadcast. We bind the work of the devil in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Binding all abortions used as a magical ritual. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you to the Lamb of God. Returning to sender all Cameroonian wizardry, black magic, jujus, hexes, vexes, door slammings, and such. Returning to sender all tribal witchcraft, especially brought forth by the Obeda man and shaman. Returning to sender all witchcraft, all Chaldean witchcraft, no matter how it manifests, in the name of Jesus. Turning to sender all Spanish witchcraft, all Blujeria, in the name of Jesus. Binding all coven, binding all cults, binding all conclaves, binding all cabals, in the name of Jesus. Chaining them all with eternal chains under darkness, binding and chaining their finances and the source of their finances in the name of Jesus Christ, binding and chaining and caging the source of their evil works and witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ, binding all covens, cults, conclaves, cabals, and groupings of heathen underneath the demonic covering of the Illuminati in the name of Jesus. We bind everything about your works, your plans, your techniques, your devices, your schemes, your maneuvers, everything you have. Ha-ha, thank you. Everything that you have planned in the name of Jesus Christ. Breaking and destroying our social, emotional, and psychological ties with food and drink, which are displeasing to Jesus Christ. Binding superficial religious acts, binding every act of sexual sin, and the demons that are drawn to it. Binding magic spells for love, money, protection, black magic, white magic, candle magic, hoodoo, root work, lucky charms, high magic, and folk magic spells in the name of Jesus. Binding the demons of energies, boomeranging their wicked works upon them. Binding all magical language, magic signs, magical patterns, even in numbering. Binding synchrony, binding our attraction, to evil works in the name of Jesus, binding our attraction to worldly activities, binding and caging Poseidon and stripping him of his crown and powers, binding all conjurations and summonings of demons, binding Jewish black magic mysticism, magic writings, magic artifacts, binding the essence of magic and Jewish magic by practitioners, amulets, bowls, incantations, divining practices, magic spells, potions, binding all blockages to righteous spiritual reception, binding all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, Great Reset, make-believe fantasy, fables, enchantments, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience. Thank you, Lord. Martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist, ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind the king of pride and his underlings. We bind all human, demonic, blood, sexual, financial, animal, food, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, apathy, unyielding, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, idle mind, unfocused mind, rioting abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, violence and temptation to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Molech, Baphomet, Python, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Kali, all gods and goddesses, Osiris, Isis, On, all false deities, Mammon, Atlas, Baphomet, and his 72. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness and send you into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over every member of Miracle Outreach Ministries right now in the name of Jesus. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual, rite, pledge, ceremony, vow, pledge, and pact. We bind the rituals, the brotherhood, the lodge, the craft, the worship, the grips, Freemasonry, their charter, the rituals of every secret society in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We break the powers of every demonic weapon, fireball, poison, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold, spots, psychic weapons, prompters, codes, triggers, charms, tumors, designs, signals. And we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar with the Laodiceans. We bind the insanity, pride, work of errors, and foolishness of our own opinions. We bind being misled and misleading others. We return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head, according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads, as well as their own mind control, in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive. Spirit of God says to the church, we repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with Calvary. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. We take authority, dominion, and power over all electromagnetic energy pollution, binding and returning to sender all electromagnetic witchcraft, binding magical fantasy movies and TV shows, and binding the unreality and escapism of the Hallmark Channel shows. We want to thank you. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we take authority, dominion, and power over every demon that was that has followed us, was sent to us, transferred to us. We command it to be bound and leave us now, even if it came through the computer or through our cell phones or through any other device. We return them and any curses that they brought in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and elsewhere. We pray for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians, especially those who are being persecuted or imprisoned or left behind in Afghanistan or some other place, and the January 6th prisoners. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of your enemies and our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Father, we cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We cover our mode of transportation and the vehicles that facilitate it in the name of Jesus. We take authority and dominion over the animals and the demons of the road and also all interference with our path. We thank you that you've already dispatched your angels ahead of us to protect us. We cover ourselves and our property with the blood of Jesus. We take authority over demons of the night and day, bad dreams, night dreams, sex dreams, anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams. We take authority, dominion, and power over anything that we were fed or that we drank during a dream. It's poison. It's witchcraft. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. I don't remember the dream. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Cough it out, not from your throat, from your belly. In the name of Jesus, everything being fed to us, everything being given to us in a dream, we take authority, dominion, and power over it. Everything done to our minds while we sleep that is not of God, we bind it in the name of Jesus. We command it to come up and out of us now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the wall of fire that protects us with your glory in the midst and your warring, linking angels. You're praising angels, but most of all, Father, you're very present. We thank you. We pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, witchcraft, curses, and everything sent to us by the demonic and the demonic religious realm in the name of Jesus. And the demonic religious realm in the name of Jesus. We destroy, we sever from ourselves all ungodly silver cords and ley lines, and sever from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and all other form of agreement with the demonic realm. We tear down and destroy walls and shields of protection around shamans, globalists, nanotechnology, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, diviners, pagans, and liars. We break the power of their charms, love spells, vexes, hexes, curses, fetishes, psychic thoughts and prayers, bewitchments, potions, jinxes, mind control, witchcraft, voodoo, magic, incense and candle burnings, torment, pain, sickness, psychic power and psychic warfare, ungodly blessings, incantations, channeling. Ha-ha! Channeling. Rumba-ba-ba-ba-ruka-de-da-bre. Chanting. Rumba-ba-ba-kushe-re-le-le-di-osu-ra-kat. Rungada, root work, tribal rituals and sins. Everything sent from the demonic realm is returned in the name of Jesus. All spells, we curse your origin in the name of Jesus. Hey, thank you. We curse the origin of every spell released over a member of Miracle Outreach Ministries in the name of Jesus Christ. We break and destroy the power of the spell. And we return it from whence it came in Jesus' name. We return it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for erasing lines that the enemy has drawn on any part of our being with the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, I submerge every member of Miracle Outreach Ministry under the blood of Jesus Christ. Under the blood of Jesus Christ. I submerge our emotions, our will, our soul, our body, our minds, our spirits under the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for waking us up to do spiritual warfare when it is needed. We thank you for waking us up to do spiritual warfare when it is needed. We thank you, Lord. We paralyze every demon that has come to attack us in the name of Jesus Christ. We reject their work and their evil in Jesus' holy name. We return spirits of bitterness, hate, murder, sorcery, wizardry, jealousy, envy, theft, their wicked powers in the name of Jesus Christ. We return spirits of destruction in the name of Jesus, spirits of blindness, spirits of bondage, spirits of heaviness, fear, and hate. We break the yokes that have been brought. Every yoke that's not of Jesus Christ is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every yoke that is not of Jesus Christ is destroyed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. We thank you, and we give you praise. We thank you, and we give you praise, Father. We release over the people of God the word of the Lord. We release over the people of God the word of the Lord. And now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you. Pastor loves you. Talk to you on Wednesday.
That you died.